A healthy meal can be essential to physical health, but it's also a conduit for community. Spaces where you can gather to eat or just chat and feel at home are hard to come by. In downtown San Francisco, there's one space that's long been claimed as a communal gathering place for the city's Chinese immigrants. It's called Portsmouth Square. During the Gold Rush, it was considered the busiest meeting place for the largely immigrant port community. Over 170 years later, the square is still a major focal point for residents of San Francisco's Chinatown and a place where new and old immigrants gather every day. KALW student reporter Marco Choi wanted to understand more about the significance this square holds for local Chinese history, so he went right to the site and brings us this audio postcard.
San Francisco's Chinatown has interested many tourists over the years. Every day, people visit to learn about Chinese-American history.
Kim Nemeca.
I'm a camp counselor here. So in Culture Day, we usually take them around a historical place in San Francisco, and we decide to come to Chinatown. Just all the history behind it, about how it started and how it became this tourist place from being this refugee place for people going from a different country. So I want my kids to learn that.
That's not how I used to think about the square. The first time I came here, I thought it was so lousy. People gambled and screamed a lot. But after talking to people, I started to see things differently. For example, a lot of people sit together to gamble. A Chinese senior pointed out why.
This park is popular. A lot of people come here. The kids and seniors always come here because they've got nowhere to go. They think it is so boring to just stay at home. So they spend time at the park. They sit, gamble, and play cards. They use a quarter or a buck for gambling.
There are also seniors who like to listen to Chinese music and walk around the park.
I come every day, and I live in Chinatown. I just hang around here and walk in this park. There are plenty of Chinese people who come here every day, so we do not have the problems of communication. I like to listen to this music because I learned about singing when I was 15 years old. I think this park is peaceful and quiet.
The park brings back a lot of memories to the people who grew up in Chinatown. Like my family friend, Jeff Lee.
Hi, my name is Jeff Lee. In my childhood, all of my friends all grew up in Chinatown. So the place we would always hang out or congregate would be at the plaza, because the plaza was symbolic for young and old, from new generation to old generation. We'd play, and the old folks would play cards and mahjong, and we'd have picnics and festivals.
Lee says when he was growing up, a lot of people met their new friends in the plaza.
We would come to the Portsmouth Square Plaza every day. So we know everybody. It's like a village. Everyone knows everybody. Everybody takes care of each other, and it's one happy family.
The plaza also has five statues. Each of them represents a different event. They are part of history, but they are also important to people in Chinatown today.
The most important part of the plaza is that the statue of the Chinese Liberty is erected there for the Chinese to recognize their worthiness, being new immigrants and continue migration of immigrants coming to San Francisco. That is the like the heartbeat.
For many people, this park is the heart of Chinatown.
So they meet old and new immigrants, and that's how people come together and realize that this is a good meeting ground to meet new friends and family, and a mix of stronger community.
This recording gave me a different impression of the square. It's not a lousy place only. It also represents the connection between groups of people. And it reminds me why my family came to San Francisco. For Cross Currents, I am Marco Choi.